Most stations are sitting on a digital gold mine that they're barely tapping into. So let's talk about what happens when you stop treating your website like a side hustle and start treating it like a full-on sister station. Hi, it's Jim. Welcome to Better Radio Websites, the podcast that wants to help you get more visitors and the most revenue from your radio station website. Thank you so much for tuning in this week. And let's be honest, most radio stations treat their website like it's an afterthought, just a place to slap on a stream, maybe a contest or two, and they're basically calling it a day and nobody really even thinks about it. It's like one of those kind of like blinking roadside signs that you forget about that you have out front until you get a complaint that somebody has switched up the letters to some obscene message. Well, I really got a good look at this afterthought mindset when I caught up with a former sales colleague who's still with a big radio group here in Jackson. And I asked her how often that they pitch and sell their station websites as a part of their packages. And her answer was like, nobody really even thinks about that. And I was surprised, but I really wasn't entirely surprised because nobody really understood the website. And so it was just kind of like pushed off to the side and it wasn't really a part of everybody's everyday thing other than us as being on the radio is that we had to blog every day so that National could sell more impressions or something like that. But I gave her a quick rundown on how many stations, including yours perhaps, are sitting on gold mines that they don't even realize. And after I kind of shared all of this, you could see this spark in her eyes, that moment that it clicked, and that light bulb moment is what I want you to have today as well. So hopefully you'll lean in and start thinking, instead of an afterthought, what if you considered your website as a full-fledged radio station in your cluster, one that is simulcasting everything that you're doing, but just in a different way? The website has its own format, audience strategy, schedule, monetization plan, the complete gamut. You're thinking of it like a radio station because you have that great mindset of how to run a radio station, right? Well, you just take that and you shift it over to the website. And when you can shift that mindset, it's going to completely transform how you engage with your online presence. And you start thinking about it more as something that's not passive and ignored, but instead it's something that is really generating revenue and audience engagement. All right. So that's what I want for you this week. So think about how much effort goes into programming your on-air product. You define and target your audience. You plan your content to be timely and relevant. You have clocks, promos, your talent, your monetization strategies that are all constantly fine-tuned and you're switching things up every quarter. You're looking at the data and you're making tweaks and changes. You have sellable opportunities baked into every hour and every day part. I mean, you got it running down. It's the fine-tuned machine, right? Now compare that to how you run your website. For most stations, there's no clock. There's no daily content strategy. There's no ownership. There's no revenue generation. Just an occasional contest post, maybe a staff photo from 2017. I mean, that's not a station. That's a digital brochure. So if you start thinking about your website like a sister station in your group, then everything changes. When you start shifting this thinking, new questions start popping up like, you know, okay, what's our website's format? Is it hyperlocal news? Are we all about community events, sports? Who's the PD? You mean who's overseeing the content flow, the promotions, and the updates daily and weekly? How do we measure ratings? The unique visitors and page views and session links. And how often people are coming back and how new people are finding our website. And then where's the revenue? That's another question. Sponsored articles, banner ads, pre-rolls, podcast embeds. I mean, the lists can be very, very long of the revenue opportunities on your station website that you're more than likely going to need a digital inventory list. And this is something that we've talked about in several podcasts before, and we actually have a digital download on our website that you can kind of use as a starter. It's just an Excel spreadsheet of just plugging in these different places around your website, and then just so that everybody is on board in knowing what's available to sell, because that was one of the questions that this colleague of mine had always had, we don't even know what's available to sell there. And how often, I mean, how often do, how, just how do we sell it? So they don't even have any of the, I guess what happened was whenever they went over this in training, they just kind of, their eyes just kind of glassed over and they kind of checked out because it wasn't radio. But again, we're trying to shift this mindset over to thinking about the website as a radio station with, you know, the homepage is the morning show and each one of the spots around the website where you can place banner ads, well, that's a stop set, okay? And then you have sponsored availabilities like the weather page or traffic or closings and stuff like that. So you have obituaries. You have all of these different sponsored opportunities around your website. So, all right, so once you know the answers to all of these questions that we talked about, you know, who's the PD, where's the revenue and everything, and where do we have available to sell? Suddenly the website isn't just an additional cost or a time suck or whatever. It's a revenue channel, and it's one that you can sell right alongside your on-air signals. So when your team sees the website as a sibling station, something that is tangible, something that's a part of our overall strategy, it becomes second nature to promote it. You start hearing things like on air, like, you know, want the full fireworks schedule for this weekend? We got it online with maps, parking info, and weather at rstation.com. Or watch the full video of this morning's on-air prank. It's online now at soandso.com. This kind of cross-promotion, it turns casual visitors into daily users, and daily users are what advertisers can get behind. The more numbers you show and on your website, the more advertisers are going to be willing to pay for their banner ads to be alongside that, because they want to be in front of your audience just as bad as you want more audience coming to your on-air station and your online website. So you want to program your website like it's a station. So build a clock, just like you do your FM and AM signal. And this will change for every station, but here are some things that you can post and when, like in the morning, like quick hit local headlines, weather, of course, recaps from the morning show. Midday, you're getting into more entertainment updates, contest info, lunchtime features. Even if you're giving away something in the midday, some sort of lunch package or something like that, you can do that online you can take phone calls and online as well. During the afternoon, community event guides, sports updates, DJ blogs, you're kind of reviewing, maybe promoting what the morning show did that day and, you know, catch up with it on their blog, on the website. And then the evening, you can promote engaging videos on your website, social content, and local feel-good stories. So you see, each time slot can be programmed just with the same intent as you do on air, and you're promoting specific aspects of your website, not that just you have a website. So that's one thing that you can do right now, is look to see how you're promoting your website on air. If you're just saying, and for more online at soandso.com, that's not a reason to go. That's not a call to action. You want to give somebody specific reason to go to the website. If you missed the morning show prank, it's on our website at this, you know, and then just click on the morning show page. Specific reasons, specific locations for them to go. And this is going to be bringing people back multiple times per day, because you're giving them specific reasons to check back in. You're not just getting traffic, you're actually building loyalty. And with that comes impressions, ad revenue, and brand power. All right, so the bottom line is, your station website should not just be some side project or static placeholder, just a place to listen live. It should be a living, breathing extension of your brand, one that's programmed, sold, promoted, all with the same energy as your on-air signal. Because your audience, they're already online. Your advertisers, they're trying to meet them there. And so when you start treating your website like a true sister station with its own voice, strategy, revenue goals, you stop missing opportunities and you start owning digital in your market. And this is going to start at the top. It's going to start with you as the manager. If it means something to you, it's going to mean something to everyone else. And if your audience doesn't feel that meaning and ownership of your website, they're not going to care either. And so you need to promote it, specific reasons for them to go, several times throughout the day so they can check back in several times per day, because that is the kind of traffic that you can monetize each and every month. It's going to be amazing to see the transformation and how it can bring with your audience and with your bottom line as far as revenue, all right? If you're ready to turn your station's website into a full-fledged digital brand, we help radio stations do that at skyrocketradio.com. It's things that actually work for your listeners and for your sales. And if you need help with that, reach out to us. We're standing by waiting to help you again at skyrocketradio.com. Hopefully this information helps. If it has, be sure to like, subscribe, and share it out with your radio colleagues. Have an awesome week online making your radio station website better. We'll see you next time.
Looking to maximize your radio station's digital presence? Skyrocket Radio delivers custom websites and mobile apps built exclusively for radio stations by radio professionals. Our websites engage listeners and drive revenue, while the integrated apps keep your audience connected wherever they are. It's a complete digital solution designed to boost your station's reach and ad sales. To take your station's online experience to the next level, visit skyrocketradio.com.